Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know, what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Well, happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. All right, we've got Mr. Ryan, Mr. Goodman, and yes, I'm along for the ride, Gary Tangway, with the Ryan Goodman pod, and Bet Online wants all of you to have a great Thanksgiving. And they know that Thanksgiving means football, turkey, and betting. Bet Online has you covered on the holiday season. More props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online is your number one spot for all the sports action this Thanksgiving. Now head to their brand new updated desktop or mobile website. Sign up today. Receive 50% off a welcome bonus code CLNS50. CLNS50 to receive your bonus. Not just football, Bet Online is promo college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, favorite Vegas casino games. I want to see Bob Ryan in Vegas. That's what I want.
Really?
That's a reality show. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, we're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving. Thank you, Bet Online, for making this show possible. All right, guys, to me, the big story is, you know, LeBron James. Okay, we saw the video. We saw the incident. Isaiah Stewart gets two games, which I can't believe that's all he got. That's beyond me. And LeBron James. Bob, I want to start with you about the altercation. You know, LeBron elbows the guy. Didn't look intentional. LeBron turned around and said, my bad. But Stewart goes crazy. In all your years of covering this league, how bad was this?
Well, let's start with the incident. I mean, let's start with the background. My first question was, was there something leading up to this? Was there a reason why LeBron James went out of character? He is not known for anything like this ever that I know of, okay?
Right.
He's not known for this. So was there something that Stewart had done earlier and he said, all right, I had enough, kid. I'm going to show you who's boss. Don't mess around with the king or something. I don't know. Okay, so that's A. B, and LeBron, it's nothing that LeBron is known for. Okay, he did it, though. And then it appears, and certainly that's what his teammates think, and I know Anthony Davis, we saw the soundbite from him afterward, said LeBron immediately wanted to say, hey, I'm sorry, okay, let's go. If that's the case, now everything is on Stewart. Yes, he's bleeding. Yes, this was the most – I'm going to pick my words carefully. I've been covering this league directly for 52 years, since 1969. I have never seen a more terrifying person at the moment on the floor, even including people who have thrown actual punches, you know, which he never got to do, you know. But that was a frightening, terrifying individual, a large, powerful young man, listed at 250, God knows what he weighs, who had a look of just frenzy. They couldn't subdue him. He wouldn't let it go. Wouldn't let it go. What triggered that? That's what I want to know. I don't know, Jeff. I watched him in college. I liked him in college, by the way. I thought he was, and I just, I have no idea. Has he got a reputation of any kind, Jeff? You would, I have no idea.
Bob, I will tell you, he is the nicest kid, the most soft-spoken kid you will ever meet. He's 20 years old. I spent an hour with him 2 years ago at Washington. And I could not have been more impressed with Isaiah Stewart as a human being, high character. Anybody you talk to about Isaiah Stewart, that those are the first words that will come to their mouth is high character, sweet, innocent, almost too nice off the court. But when he gets on the court, he's a man. Like, he plays with a motor. That's what's got him into the league. That's what's going to keep him in the league. His motor. And listen, I don't know what it was exactly either. I don't know if it was when the blood started flowing and he felt it, that all of a sudden he lost it, but he lost it.
Some people, I guess, really react to blood more than others. Maybe he's one of those people, but you're right. It scared me.
Listen, LeBron's lucky. I wouldn't say that about too many people with LeBron James, who's what, 6'8", I don't know what he is now, 260, somewhere in that vicinity. But I'm telling you, LeBron James is very, very fortunate that Isaiah Stewart didn't get to him, because LeBron might be in a hospital right now.
Well, LeBron's not a tough guy. Like, Jeff, you mentioned, like, he's 6'8", he's 260, but that is not his nature. He's not a fighter.
Nope. And I don't know if Isaiah Stewart is either. He came from a tough background. I know that much. But I don't know what it was. I just know that I've talked to so many people about Isaiah Stewart prior to and after this incident, and they are all absolutely shocked and say his behavior afterwards was out of character for him. So that's all I can kind of speak on with Isaiah Stewart. And with LeBron, probably out of character too, because he's not a guy that, like you guys said, he's not really known. Yeah, he's known for bitching and complaining to referees
That's
every call. Like, that's what LeBron's known for, is complaining and crying and those things. But he's not known for cheap shots. That's really not been LeBron over the course of his career.
I mean, Bob, what do you think of the penalty? I thought a game for LeBron and two games for Stewart, I thought that was pretty tame.
Well, I don't think LeBron deserved more than that. If you accept this, if you want to plug into the fact that it was, he did it, but he knew it was bad. It's not him. Okay, my bad. And I don't think it's worth more than a game. Elbows could, God.
Happen all the time.
But the other guy, now the thing is, he didn't get to throw a punch. it took,
thankfully,
after building to subdue him, to prevent him from doing whatever he was going to do, but he didn't. Overly punish him for motivation when, in fact, he didn't succeed in getting it done?
It's a bad look. Know. It's a really bad look, Bob.
Especially given everything that we just heard from Jeff and about who he is. Maybe his lack of priors worked. And maybe someone went to bat for him and said, look, who's the cop? It's Ernie Vandeweghe. I mean, Kiki Vandeweghe, right? Is that the cop now that doles out the punishment?
It was. I think it still is Kiki.
All right. Maybe somebody said, look, this is so completely and totally out of character. I don't know. I'm okay, frankly. I want to give him, what Jeff said, the benefit of the doubt.
The kid can't do it again. Right, Isaiah Stewart can't behave like that again, and you got to hit him with enough. I'm fine with the penalties. I just feel bad for Isaiah Stewart, because for those who don't know him, that's what he is now going to be known for. And that, I think, is going to follow him, because he's not a great enough player. He's a good, solid player, but ultimately, really, Isaiah Stewart is an energy, toughness guy. And now you wonder, too, does this incident take away from what makes him great on the court, which is...
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they... Well, you're right. I mean, just to amplify what you said about exactly what he has been accomplishing, I looked him up, and it's fascinating. In the year plus that he's played, it's basically 20, 21 minutes a game and 7 points and 7 rebounds. That's fairly decent production for that. That is who he is. He's going to have a long career in the league. He should have a long career in the league as an auxiliary big man.
Right.
And that's... Then there's nothing wrong with that. I'll make him a lot of money. So I just hope that but you're right, it's going to hang over him unless, it's unfortunate
it's what he'll forever be known for. Unfortunately, it's what forever Isaiah Stewart, because he won't probably accomplish enough in the NBA as a player. Ultimately, his name will come up 20 years from now and it'll be like, Oh, man. He was the guy who just lost it on LeBron. Right.
Well, the thing is, that video is going to be available to people forever.
Yes. Well, I mean, Kermit Washington, right, Bob? I think of Kermit Washington.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about Kermit and of course, that. And you know,
Rudy Tomjanovich. For those who don't know, Kermit Washington ended Rudy Tomjanovich's career with socked him right now.
And the thing is, you know, that was a totally circumstantial thing and exactly the same. Kermit Washington, that's not who he was at all. And it was a freak thing. The results were freakish because exactly where the punch landed and all that. And the fact that is that the incident was started by Kevin Cooner. It was just, you know, got the whole John Weinstein, a whole book about it. God knows, you know.
Okay, so. Well, is this bad for the league? Go with you.
It's not great, but I'm interested to see how much it does. Discussion is how people flesh it out, how many people dig into it and find out who Isaiah Thomas Stewart is, as Jeff has just explained, and all that. You know, the fact that LeBron was involved makes it noteworthy. If this were Isaiah Stewart and Mr. X on the Spurs, it would be a total footnote. Really?
We wouldn't be talking about this till the end of the podcast instead of
FBI. Right. But what I'm curious here is, you guys mentioned that this is going to hang over Stewart. Jeff, I'll start with you on this one. Does this give him some credibility with his fellow players?
Yeah, I mean, because of his ability to stand up to LeBron, man, you've got to give him some respect for that in a way. Most guys, as pissed off as he was, most guys would say, like, you can't touch the king. You can't go after the king. He apologized to you. All right. Maybe Isaiah Stewart didn't hear the apology also. We don't know that. But ultimately, most guys are not going to go anywhere near LeBron James, especially young guys in the league that haven't really proven anything. So, yes, although I don't think, Gary, that Isaiah Stewart lacked for respect in his locker room. I don't. I think, again, the way he plays the game and the fact that he will stand up to anybody on the court and get in there and fight for anything. No, I think maybe league-wide, I think more people are going to be like, I'm not messing with Isaiah Stewart now. I'm going to, you know what, if there's an altercation, I'm running the hell out of here.
Well, we haven't heard from him. I don't know whether he's even planning on explaining himself or not. I don't know. We'll see. But I just know the image was bad. When I saw it, I'm telling you, I seen this league in the sixth decade, and I never seen a more terrifying, enraged individual. And I've seen fights, okay? And some good fights with big men that, you know, were one and dones, you know, and in the moment, but didn't include that kind of frenzy, you know.
Would Isaiah, Bob, I'll ask you this. Would he have gone after Jordan?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. We don't know what the motivation was. We don't know.
Here's my question. So you guys understand where I'm coming from here. I want to set this up.
It didn't matter who it was.
See, I don't know, Jeff. If I may interrupt for a minute, I think LeBron lacks some respect. I know he's the king. He's got four titles. But I think there's a feeling, you know, the Lakers have underachieved. He's producing movies. Is he distracted? Is he just the guy that's going to show up in the playoffs? You know, are he and AD going to get it done? The comparisons with Jordan and LeBron to me are off. I mean, it's all Jordan. I don't know. Does this hurt LeBron's credibility? Does this hurt his legacy?
These young guys still grow up wanting maybe not to be LeBron if you're Isaiah Stewart, because that's not your game. But no, Isaiah Stewart, trust me, it didn't matter who it was. I guarantee he's got plenty of respect for LeBron James, but again, he just felt like he had been wronged at that moment and probably lost his wits for the most part.
Yeah. So that's it. We'll see, but I like to hear from him. You know,
when you do, you will be impressed. You will hear from him and understand what a highly intelligent, good kid he is. Then you'll be like, you know what? All right, he made a mistake. He just lost it. We've all done that at some point in our lives. He did it against LeBron with everybody watching.
I want to talk about LeBron, and you guys know that I find this thing fascinating. The debate has always been, is LeBron the greatest player ever? And, you know, Bob is the most qualified, obviously, here to talk about the greatest players ever in the league. You know, whether you go, I mean, you go Russell, Chamberlain, Magic, Larry, Michael, LeBron, and, you know, due to the fact that it doesn't look like he's going to catch Jordan in championships, and due to the fact that LeBron doesn't play angry. That's why this whole thing is so weird. I mean, you know, Jordan's not a nice guy. On the court, Jordan would cut your heart out. I mean,
he's an asshole. He was an asshole.
Right. I mean, if you saw the Jordan doc, not a great guy. LeBron, is he too soft? Is there something about him that hurts his legacy when you compare him to Jordan?
Mike, the difference between them is temperament. And you know, if you analyze it technically, LeBron is bigger, stronger, better passer, better rebounder than Jordan ever was. He has made himself into a reasonably reliable outside shooter to go with the fact that he can go to the basket anytime he wants. Okay. And it even incorporated a post-up game after a lot of, you know, shall we say, criticism. The difference between the two and the reason why is very simple. Michael Jordan says this competitiveness is unparalleled or unexceeded, only matched by the likes of a Bill Russell and in terms of that level of talent to go with the competitiveness. And if I'm playing for my life tonight, I want Michael.
Right, right.
If I want to see who I want to watch play tonight, I want LeBron.
Interesting. But
he can, for me, the passing, you know, which is, he's one of the two greatest passing forwards of whatever. In fact, he's no longer even a forward. He's a player. You know,
he's going to say, Bob, he's probably one of the top 10 passers ever to play this game.
You better than Larry?
You can lower it. I'm going down to five.
Five.
That's fair. You better than Larry at passing the ball?
No. Larry's a better all-around passer, but people don't understand that. Well, one of the reasons being that Larry did something that isn't called for right now, which is post-feeding. And, you know, there's no need for a post-feeder. Larry post-fed as well as any point guard has ever post-fed, you know, and you know, no post-feeding anymore. So, you know, Larry was a better outlet passer. Larry's a better all-around passer, I'm telling you right now. But LeBron's the next best that I've ever seen as a so-called forward, because LeBron has got the ball so much, he's a surrogate point guard. Larry never
was
had
Magic. That. Was Magic the best you ever saw?
Magic was a pure point guard. The difference between Larry and these other guys, Larry got more done without the ball, with the ball in his hands less.
Right.
Than the others. It wasn't dribble, 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 dribble. Yeah. Larry saw what was thinking about what was going to happen before he got the ball. And then boom, over the shoulder, there's Robert. Boom, over the shoulder, there's Kevin. Boom, over there is Scott Webman in the corner or whatever.
Yeah, he was very different. He was a unique passer. You're right. I mean, he knew before he got the ball, he knew where it was going every time. Absolutely. Where these other guys,
Think about that pass, that collaboration Larry had with DJ. When Larry would come up in midcourt and all of a sudden, boom, he'd throw that pass, whip that pass to DJ on the baseline. DJ, that was, you know, I'm sorry, LeBron doesn't have that in his repertoire. Right. You know, no.
Poetic. Do you think at the end of the day, Jeff, with LeBron, that they'll say he should have won more? Because I don't know if it's going to work in L.A.
Yeah, probably, because he'll probably only win one with Anthony Davis, who's going to go down as, to me, again, a Hall of Famer. One of the best. I mean, if he stays healthy, I think Anthony Davis is going to go down as one of the best, you know, 40 plus. Like, I'm looking at Anthony Davis compared to Paul Pierce, and I'm saying if Paul Pierce is one of the top 50 players, Anthony Davis is going to be better. Like, he's more talented, as long as, again, the caveat is stays healthy. Anthony Davis is still, you know, got plenty of years left to win titles, depending on who he's with. But yes, I think again, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. Too many people look at the titles, and that's how they make decisions, right?
Guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty.
And that's fair in some respects, but you also have to look at who these guys were playing with. You know, like like LeBron, look at who he played with early in Cleveland and got that team. That team's second best player was Mo Williams, and it got him to the NBA Finals. That's insane when you look back at that roster and what he did.
You're so right. His accomplishment of getting to the finals is quite analogous to Coach K's getting to the Final Four as opposed to John Wooden winning championships in a totally different era, of far less competitive, far less challenging era. So anyway, right, LeBron's get some of the teams that he dragged to the finals is a very worthy accomplishment. You're absolutely right. To me, that's not the difference. And I just told you what the difference is. The difference is simply Michael's incredible competitiveness. And the only close comparison to Michael in terms of the skill set and the competitiveness is Kobe. Kobe's Michael Light. He's Michael 1A. And that's it in terms of that ability to infect the game in that way.
Did you see that KG chose, he did his like top five players ever, and he chose Kobe over Michael? And I'm like, I get it. You played in the same era as Kobe. Maybe that's
they were, why. They were guys, right? They hung out.
Yeah, I just, like, to me, I love Kobe. I thought Kobe was special, but like Michael, to me, was clearly like if you're asking me to choose, I'm taking Michael, and I'm not even thinking twice about it over Kobe. Me too.
Look, KG and every other one of the 7 billion people on the planet are entitled to their opinions. And that's fine. You know, he just happened to be wrong. it's Michael. It's not Kate, but Kobe is the closest thing. And that's an honor in and of itself.
We have seen Bob Ryan get red-faced before, but have we ever seen him blush? Stand by. That's coming up right after these words. These days, small business owners are busier than ever and spending time searching for the right candidates. Well, you feel like you're just taking time away from growing your business. That's why LinkedIn Jobs made it easier to find people who you want to talk to faster and for free. They get simple tools, LinkedIn Jobs. Quickly filter your candidates, prioritize, and find out who you want to talk to and who you want to hire. It's why small business rated LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires and leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/scribe. That's linkedin.com/scribe to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And I have the Calm app on my phone, and everybody thinks that I'm relatively calm. It's true, but sometimes my mind goes crazy at night. So I do have the Calm app, which every night at 10 o'clock kind of reminds me just to start to chill out. And I'm not the only one. Speaking of LeBron, LeBron James does the same thing too, because King James needs his sleep. He understands that mental fitness is the key to success. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation. So in some eyes, LeBron's number one playing hoop. A lot of eyes, myself, Calm's the number one app to get you settled down. So this is what you got to do. Calm.com/scribe. Calm.com/scribe for a limited time, and you'll get 40% off a Calm premium subscription. Again, for a limited time, calm.com/scribe. Unlock content to help keep you focused, ease stress, and sleep better. Get started at calm.com/scribe. And if you didn't hear me, it's calm.com/scribe. If I get paid more money every time I see that or say that, I'm going to be in business. So in regard to the issue with LeBron James on the floor, adult actress, pornographic star, Kendra Luss, Bob Ryan. Do you know who Kendra Luss is, Bob Ryan?
No, I do not.
He would not admit it. Maybe Goodman does. Kendra Luss has said that Isaiah Stewart is a fake tough guy. No, she said that Anthony Davis is a fake tough guy. So she is one of the most popular adult film actresses in the world. She has 7.2 million followers on Instagram. And she says that Anthony Davis should have gotten involved. She says that Anthony Davis is soft. How do you feel about Kendra Luss, Bob Ryan?
I guess she's entitled to her opinion as well. That's all I can tell you. I have no opinion about her. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about her.
I just wanted to get a porn actress into this pod.
I'm sure you did, but I can't.
Jeff Goodman's dying right now. Bob, you're fine. We're taking you off the hook.
I am, because I think maybe Tang Wei's worked with her before, Bob. I don't know. I don't know who she is either. But look, she may be on to something. She may
I got to pay the bills.
Well, listen, Anthony Davis is not the toughest dude in the world. Isaiah Stewart probably would have broken him in a half. And Anthony Davis probably would have been out for the year if he had gotten involved in this scuffle. So let's be honest. This is the right move for Anthony Davis. Anytime something breaks out, this is a guy who can get hurt anywhere, any place, in any way. Run the other way. Go ahead, get the hell out of there and let Dwight Howard get in there and mix it up. Let him have some value for this team. But my guess is Dwight Howard probably ran in the tunnel when this whole thing was going on.
Yeah, she said something like Anthony Davis didn't want any of that smoke or something along those lines. Anyways, hey, look, 7.2 million followers on Instagram.
Well, that's a few more. That I don't have any followers on Instagram. I got to tell you, speaking of not wanting to get involved in a fracas story, yeah. I was sitting on the bench and in my junior year at D. Lawrenceville School, we're playing Bordentown Military Institute, and a little fracas broke out at the other end of the court at the foul line. And I was sitting next to my good friend, Tom Haney, and we're looking at each other. Are we supposed to get up now, you know, and pretend that we're, you know, tough guys or whatever? And I'm looking at the other end of the bench, and who's taking off his warm-up jacket, getting ready to enter? Floyd Little. And we said, maybe we should just kind of, you know, hang back. That's the gospel
truth. Floyd Little was on the team?
He was sitting on the bench. He wasn't a very good basketball player. In fact, he had no touch whatsoever, but he was, in fact, on the bench for Bordentown Military Institute. Yes.
Smart move, Bob. Good move, Bob.
That's why I'm here to speak. That's why I'm still here today. You know,
that's right.
That's it. True. Okay, guys, have a happy Thanksgiving. That'll do it for the Ryan and Goodman and Pod with Tang Wei along for the ride. Thank you, Bet Online. Thank you, Calm, the app, and thank you, LinkedIn. If you need a gig, LinkedIn's the way to go. No, I don't have any of those movies coming out. But don't forget, Don't Look Up. That's coming out December 10th. More on that coming up. Guys, have a good Turkey Day.